Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Council, Maryland. And my joke is, why did the bee get married?
Why did the bee get married? It's time for Kid Jokes. Why did the bee get married, y'all? That's how we're going to start today. Welcome to Kid Jokes. Maybe you're new to this. Good news is, if you love it, you hate it, it doesn't matter. It's halfway through the week, y'all. That's the good news of this. What are kid jokes, Jessica?
It's when your kids take over our show and tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's at first, when we originally created the segment, it was supposed to be something truthfully easy for us, not going to lie. But it actually is very difficult. It's probably one of the most difficult things that we do.
Keep in mind, Jessica and I both have college degrees, and this is not a college.
Those don't help you here.
So, parents, why don't you encourage your kids to try this? Like, get the courage up to, like, be a part of this segment. And, like, if you've got a funny kid and you know you got a funny kid, encourage them to be on this segment. Or maybe you're a funny kid listening. You're like, yo, I've always wanted to try this. Like, make this be the week. Call the Kid Joke Hotline. Leave that joke for us. 855-KID-JOKE. And then we're going to try to solve it. Okay, I'm sorry. The joke was...
Why did the bee get married?
Why the bee get married?
He was being in love.
Okay, why not? He's being in love.
Because he found his honey.
Wait, that's so cute.
Why don't we go honey? That was really cute. Okay, yeah.
Aw, that one was so cute.
We're starting cute today, y'all. We're gonna have a really friendly round today. I can feel it. No kids gonna go anywhere but cute and sweet today. 855-KID-JOKE.
Hi, my name is Ella. I am 12 years old, and I'm from Glen Arm, Maryland. What did the horse say after he fell?
Oh, no.
What did the horse say after he fell?
That's why you don't go horsing around. Friends. He's like, that's what I get for horsing around. I'm going to say horsing around, I think. I think that's what Ella's going to say.
It's a safe one. It's a safe bet.
I'm going though.
That's what I get.
What are you thinking?
Does anyone actually say horsing around though?
People say that.
Nobody says horsing around, I feel like. That's what I get for horsing around, says Jess.
Help. I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
You can't giddy up.
Wait, that's so funny. Ella, that was cute.
All right. 855.
Oh, these are cute.
855 kid joke.
Sometimes they're scary.
I know. No, they're not going to be scary this week. I feel it. The kids are not going to let us down. 855 kid joke. If you're a funny kid, hop in.
Hi, this is Riley from Sparks, Maryland. I'm 11 years old. This is my joke. Why did the cat want to become a nurse?
Why'd the cat want to become a nurse? This is cute. These are cute, man. It's a friendly week.
Because like something paw people. Because he wanted
How about
to
perfect.
Oh yeah,
he wanted to get people in perfect health.
Yeah.
They wanted to get people into perfect health.
I wanted to be a first aid kit.
First aid kit.
Oh duh,
bro.
Riley, that made sense. That was actually way more clever than anything we thought of. So thanks for that.
What in the world?
You're clearly smarter than us.
How cute are y'all this week?
That was good.
First aid kit. Yes,
yeah, perfect.
We're loving
it. So lame of us to say.
I know. What do you want? 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm 10 years old and my name is Luke. What is a computer's first sign of old age?
When you don't even ask me, like, I just got my laptop. Charlie had to take it to download Windows 11. This is triggering for me. I have no answer.
Hang on.
I have no answer.
I'm just hoping it's a cute answer. We've
all
had
of us,
really,
this is a sensitive subject right now. We're going through an update within the entire building of all our laptops.
It's been a really friendly week on Kid Jokes. Nobody's gone off the rails. Let's see if we can end this nice and friendly this week.
Like,
what's a computer's first sign of old age? Okay?
Aww.
What a
makes me a little sad.
What do they do? They slow down,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay, okay.
What else do computers do when they slow?
Batteries. Something having to do with the battery.
I hope it's not like a floppy drive issue or something, Jessica. I just hope it's not a floppy drive joke. Okay, why don't you just tell us a really cute answer for what is a computer's first signs of old age, Luke? What?
Loss of memory.
Yes.
It is cute.
These were really good this week, you guys. Good job.
Everything is very adorable, funny. And we're going to stop while we're ahead.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.